Let's answer the phone call right here. Let's get you off of Angie's.
Hello.
Hello, is this Dave?
This is Dave.
Hey, good morning, Dave. This is Charlie with Local Splash. We spoke yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
9:30 already.
Time flies when you're having fun, huh? How'd your son do yesterday? Did he pitch a shutout?
No. He did okay.
Well, that's good, man. I'm glad he did good. I love baseball. My nephew plays baseball, so we always go watch him play. He's right around your son's age, but he's 10. So
yeah.
He's in the league above what your son plays. So he plays second base, though. So,
yeah.
But, I mean, I know I kind of did some research here for your business here. I know we were talking yesterday. I know you have Angie's by Home Advisor, and then you just have a website. I wanted to know, though, I know you're doing, like, residential for homes and stuff like that, but you're doing new construction as well for new builds, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Get this story right here, Dave. I'm building my home. I told you I closed on my house today. We go to do the final walkthrough. There's no insulation in the attic. I look at, like, my wife looks at the contractor. He goes, when do you think we should put that in there?
Right.
I'm like, oh my God, I think that's probably a step that we missed. And so they had to go in there and do the whole spray foam. And I'm like, oh my gosh, thank goodness for final walkthroughs.
Right. Yeah.
But what I have here today is, like, I can get y'all set up here. I don't know how your schedule looks like, but I can actually do the onboarding call, like I told you, with my tech team that's going to reach out to you, introduce themselves. They can do and start getting everything verified for you and start pushing that. They can do that later on today. I know you're going camping, but I do have an availability slot where they can call you at 12 p.m. if that works for you. That way we can get everything done today, and then we can start
that
today.
Take.
Usually it takes only like 30 to 45 minutes depending on how many questions you have, but typically it's really quick because they're just verifying. I want you to be available for it though. So if
I don't know if I have that kind of time today.
Okay, perfect. So I'll still schedule that for Tuesday if that works for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm going to create your Google Business profile. On there, it's going to say the Great Lakes Spray Foam LLC, but they are going to pin verify you just to make sure that you're a local business in the area. You're not a robot with a P.O. box.
Right.
The address that I currently have, and you can kind of correct me if I'm wrong, is it the 4817?
Yeah, that's my house. That's where all my mail goes to.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do then is I'm going to hide your address so no one's going to know where you live. The only thing that's going to pop up is the Griffith and then IN for the state abbreviation and then the 46319 for the zip code, okay? For the business phone number for you because we track everything. So it doesn't cost you extra. But I always ask my clients before I go and change anything. It's probably a good idea. I can put your phone number on there for the Google Business Profile, which is the 219. We also can put a tracking system there. That's going to allow you to track the phone calls coming into you. So you'll be able to say, hey, I'm getting more calls on this side of town. This is the type of customers I'm getting. The calls still get directed right to you. It doesn't get vetted or anything. It just allows you to track those calls. But again, it's up to you if you want to take that. If you just want to have your 219 number on there, I can put
that
in.
Does that cost more or anything? Or?
It does not. It's included in the package. I just know some of our clients, they've been in business for like 100 years, and they're like, everybody knows me by this number, though. And I'm like, well, let's just keep it then.
Right.
So I just want to – I always ask.
We could do – well – I don't know that kind of did. Yeah, I was going to say, just leave it my number.
Okay. If you want to change it, you can. So, like, if you're like, hey, like, I'm on the first page, but, you know, I get spam calls, we can change it to a tracking number and we can block the spam calls for you. It's just an added bonus for you at that point. But I'll just keep your number. So it's going to be the 219-384-9764 that you would like your customers to contact you.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a good number for my tech team to give you updates on your Google Business profile as well as the Facebook retargeting campaigns too?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then Dave, is that your first name or do you, is that nickname for David?
Well, that's a nickname for David. My full name is David.
Perfect. And then what's your last name, Dave?
Hoekstra, H-O-E-K-S-T-R-A.
H-O-E-K, what was that again?
S-T-R-A.
Hoekstra. Okay. And then what's a good email address for you?
Great Lakes Spray Foam, Indiana at Gmail.
Spray Foam. Perfect. It would be great if I can learn how to spell today. And that's LLC or just at Gmail? You don't have the LLC on
just
that.
At, no LLC. Just okay. At Gmail.
At Gmail. Perfect. Okay. This
did
is
you get
where
Indiana? Great Lakes Spray Foam, Indiana at Gmail?
Great Lakes Spray Foam, Indiana. No, I didn't.
Yeah. Okay.
Indiana.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to get a different Great Lakes Spray Foam.
Yeah. I'm sending the invoice to the wrong person.
Right. They're like, what?
Yeah. They're like, I don't remember
maybe they just
working with Local Splash. So with the email here, we're going to send you a couple different emails. Once the transaction goes through, one, you're going to get some welcome emails on just like PIN verification forms, direction on like, before and after pictures that you would like to send us. My tech team will walk you through that whole process. You're also going to get your, invoice in there. That's going to be a 100% tax write-off. And I send you what's called a voice verification. So that's on a recorded line. It does go to you because you have the new in business credit. So it does have the pricing structure that you would be grandfathered in at the $249 month to month. You'll never have to pay the higher premium fee that's on our website for $599 month to month. So that's always a protection for you as well. Okay.
All right.
Okay. With the listing here, how would you like to secure it? Would you like to do that with a business credit card? Would you like to do it with a debit card? How's it going to work for you?
Credit card.
Okay. And on the credit card itself, I just want to make sure I have it right. Does it have your name or the business name? Or does it have both?
It has both.
Okay. Let me make sure.
Normally when I fill it out, I just put my name because it's shorter than the business name.
Yeah.
And it usually works.
Okay.
Or it always works.
Perfect. And then for just your name itself, it's just your first and last name, or do you have a middle initial?
No. There's just first and last.
Okay. And then it's the same billing address for the 4817?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for the card itself, is it a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
Master.
MasterCard. Okay. I know MasterCards start in the number 5, but I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
5528.
Mm-hmm.
6955.
Mm-hmm.
2186.
Mm-hmm.
7803.
Okay. Can I repeat this back to you just to make sure I have it correct for you?
Sure.
Okay. I have 5528-6955-2186-7803.
Yep.
Okay. And then the expiration?
2 of 27.
2 of 27. And then the security code on the back?
894.
Okay. Now, before I do make any transactions here, Dave, I am going to set up a security question. We don't sell or share any of your information here. We do want to make sure that we're always talking to you when we do reach out to you. So we will ask you this. It's protection for two, for both of us. One, to verify mm-hmm. that we're talking to you and for you to verify that you're talking with us. So if anybody ever calls you and says, hey, we're Local Splash, we want more money from you. And you're like, okay, well, what's my security question? And they don't have it. Hang the phone up, call us directly. That is not us. We are a big company, okay. So it can happen, but it typically doesn't. But that's why we do have these guys. I have three questions. You can have one. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
City I was born in.
Okay.
Munster, Indiana.
Munster. How do you spell that?
M-U-N-S-T-E-R.
So it's like monster, but just with a U. Munster. Okay. Make sure that that's spelled right with no capitals. Perfect. Okay, so I have that there for you. Now, I am going to walk you through the voice verification. This is just going to be the service agreement, like I said, of what we're going to have with the pricing structure. This will only take 2 minutes, but this will be sent to you for an added protection for you as well, too, okay?
Okay.
Okay. If you have any questions, you can ask me here, and I'll stop, and then I can clarify. If, you know, some of these questions could be a little tricky, so I just want to make sure I have everything correct for you. All right.
I got two of them. Sorry.
No worries.
Where are we going to stand it up to?
George said to just go ahead and stand it up and walk her
straight to the Okay. All right.
Hold on.
Sorry.
No worries. No, it's okay.
What were you?
How much longer do we have?
I just got 2 minutes here for you, okay?
All right.
Okay, I'm just going to go through this really quickly for you. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Great Lakes Spray Foam.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
David Hoekstra, owner.
Awesome. And then you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Dave, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. That's going to be the city you were born in, which is Munster, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to email you our customer service number because I know you're working right now, so you probably don't have a pen and paper. So you will have that for your records as well. So if you do need to get a hold of us, you can absolutely do so from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time, okay? Monday through Friday.
Okay.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, you let us know about Angie's Remedy, which is fine. Your payment for initial term and account setup, which are on the new and business credit, will be charged today, which is May 24th, in the non-refundable amount in the 348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Dave, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number I will email you, which is going to be 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. On Tuesday, I'm going to set it up for you. I'm going to send you an email. It's going to be a Google Calendar. What would be the time that you want me to give you a call here with my tech team?
Tuesday, what's the latest they can do it?
I can do it.
Central?
Oh, they actually go to lunch at 12 because we're Pacific time. But I can do it later at 3 if that works.
Yeah. Actually, 3:30. Can it be 3:30?
It goes based off of the top of the hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can
so
it be 4 then? Because 3
be
is
four?
Like 4. Okay. I was going to say 3 is borderline.
No worries.
All right. Yeah, that works.
Okay. I'm going to send that over to you, and then you should receive a couple of welcome text messages.
Okay. I don't think I have yet, but...
Okay. It's processing right now for you.
I'm in the middle of a cornfield right now, so I probably don't have it.
Okay. Well, I do say this, Dave. Everything went good on my end, so you have secured the listing here, so I do want to congratulate you on securing the listing here with Local Slash. We're like a family here. If you do need anything, and I mean anything, you want to get a hold of me by any source, you need help, you want to change something, add something, you absolutely could. My tech team will be available, though, to you as well, so if you do want to change stuff and you want to kind of collaborate with them, more than welcome to do that as well. They will be reaching out to you on Tuesday at 4 p.m. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Did you receive a text message by now?
Yeah, I think three of them, actually.
Okay, I apologize. I just need you to do one more thing here, and then we're done. There's one that says, David, thank you for choosing Local Slash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. There's a link there. Can you click that link? That's going to be the terms and agreements link that I read off to you. There's going to be two checkboxes. One's going to just say SMSs and you're the card authorization holder. You're going to just type your first and last name, hit confirm. It's going to take you to a login page. I know you're in the middle of a cornfield, so if you have bad cell signal.
No, I can't click the confirm button.
Do you have an Apple or an iPhone or an Android?
Yeah, iPhone. Yeah.
Okay, try to turn this phone sideways.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Sometimes it's a little wonky there.
What? Hold on. It's telling me I spelled my name wrong, but I haven't really super spelled my name wrong.
Did I spell it wrong?
Yeah. H-O-E-K-S-T-R-A. You have X-H-R-A.
Okay. I apologize there. Let me make those. I'm going to send it to you right now. Give me one sec. I apologize there. Perfect. Thanks for letting me know there. I'll resend that to you, then that way you have it correctly. Because it's, like I said, that's going to be for your tax forms too, so. Okay, I resent it to you. It should be H-E-O-K-S-T-R-A.
Let's see. There you go.
Okay, perfect. Username and password is going to be in your text messages as well. That was one of the texts we sent you. So typically it's going to say your phone number on there, and then it'll say password right next to it with that. That's what you're going to log in with. That's where you're going to be able to track everything that we're doing here from here on out, okay?
So I don't have to log in right now.
You don't have to. There's nothing in there.
All right. Sounds good.
Awesome. Well, you have a safe weekend. I know you're going camping. Be safe out there, and then we'll talk to you on Tuesday at 4 p.m., okay?
All right. Sounds good. See you.
All right, Dave. Bye. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.